Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently our finger size tells us a lot about our health. And this keeps coming up. Do you need to have a longer fourth finger than index finger or a longer index finger than fourth finger? Well, actually, it depends. For some of us, especially men, if your index finger is longer, that could be good news. It could also be bad news for some things. Especially when it comes to COVID risk. So we're going to talk about how your fingers need to be to protect you when it comes to COVID risk versus cancer versus even hay fever. Don't ask, but I think it's pretty, pretty cool. We're also going to talk about these suicide clinics. Apparently in Oregon, the recommendation or the law that it stipulated, look, you have to be an Oregon resident in order to go to one of the suicide clinics to get a prescription to help you commit suicide. That was unconstitutional. So now anybody could go to Oregon to be able to get medications if they qualify to commit suicide. We'll talk about that process, what the medications are, and how that works. Jeff Bridges, we got an update on his health. He's looking pretty good. We'll talk about him and how he's doing. There's also, and I apologize, I need my glasses because I'm getting kind of old. There's been more and more calls for research on post-COVID-19 vaccine sudden hearing loss and tinnitus ringing in the ears. In fact, a prominent vaccine researcher who's still pro-vaccine says, hey, guys, it was pretty debilitating, unrelenting, he said. So there's been calls. Even now, the World Health Organization is calling for more research on what is going on with the vestibular cochlear nerve and why people are having tinnitus or sudden hearing loss or dizziness after the COVID vaccine. We'll also talk about a lot of updates on what's going on with COVID, what's going on with Ukraine, Russia's pullout of Kyiv, is it a repositioning? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And PETA is also going to be joining us to talk about primate labs and the experiments we do on primates and the cruelty that is involved. So as you see, it's very busy, but I just have to do a quick shout out to the doctors out there. So today is National Doctors Day. Now, I'm not a big fan of these days because when you hear, okay, well, if we're having National Doctors Day, why aren't we also celebrating National Plumbers Day? Why aren't we celebrating National Toll Booth Workers Day? I mean, I'm sure now there's almost days for every profession. I mean, it's cool, but it just somebody gets left out, you know, and then there's always a discussion on, you know, well, you know, is that politically correct? Calling them a doctor, should they be called? You know, so there's always some sort of controversy that comes with these things. But I get it, you know, because I help create National Blood Donation Week. I like little, you know, these national sort of remembrances. But what's interesting is the National or First Doctor's Day was March 30th, 1933. So this isn't something that we just pulled out of our retroperitoneums, you know, in the last couple of years. This basically had its roots pre-World War II. And the wife of a doctor, Dr. Eudora Brown Almond, wanted to have a day to honor physicians, especially the dead ones. So they would put flowers on the graves of deceased doctors. And the red carnation is the symbolic flower of National Doctors' Day. That's pretty damn cool. I didn't know that. You know, I would like the dahlia. I think the dahlia should be a national flower for maybe menstrual cramps. I don't know. But, you know, or explosive diarrhea. I'd like to know when we're going to use the dahlia flower for something. But the first ether anesthetic for surgery, and thank God we had anesthesia for surgery, was administered by Dr. Crawford Long on March 30, 1842. That's why March 30 ended up being significant. Apparently, Dr. Long had to remove a tumor from a man's neck, and he administered ether anesthesia. We talked about old anesthesias and chloroform, and we'll probably revisit that because anesthesia is fascinating. Following the surgery, the man would swear that he felt nothing during the surgery, didn't even realize anything happened until he awoke. So President George H.W. Bush in 1991 proclaimed National Doctors Day to honor the nation's physicians and their dedication and leadership. This is being reported by nationalcalendarday.com. So big shout out to doctors, but let me just say, you know, you don't have to necessarily hug a doctor. I understand this is, people are so worried about COVID and all that. And I understand people have issues with doctors because they think, you know, we just prescribe things and play golf. But I got to tell you something. You know, I really hope that people realize what a doctor is. Okay, we're not just people that, you know, write pills, you know, maybe, you know, do some procedures, you know, make a lot of money and go play golf. All right, you know, our primary job is to teach, to heal, and to support you. That's what we have to do. And that is exhausting. Ask any teacher out there. Teaching is exhausting. And, you know, a teacher might have 36 kids, you know, in their one classroom, or they might be a high school teacher where they have 8 periods. But, I mean, we doctors, in addition to that, you know, and the bonding and all that comes with it, and the hand-holding and the hugging with the crying, we teach. One of the reasons why I do radio, you know, isn't because I wasn't good-looking enough for TV like everybody thinks. Well, that is true, too, but it's because I want to teach. I've always wanted to teach. I've taught since I was a student myself. I love teaching. I tutored. And being able to you know, make people better patients, make people healthier, make people more aware of what's going on, I think it's a gift. And so, you know, people are thanking doctors. I want to thank those who allowed me to be a doctor. You know, my medical school, the patients, you know, my family, my husband, and all my friends and colleagues. Because it definitely wasn't easy, and for me to be able to be here and to be in a position where I could teach, I love it. And thank GCN Network for letting me teach on air. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer today. So, yesterday I talked about how we were running out of money for COVID funding, or not only the COVID funding in terms of but vaccines and vaccination rollout, as well as testing. And I had said we really need to scrutinize what we're spending. What are we spending all this money on? And I think we'd be shocked to see what a lot of our funds are being spent on. Joining us next is Dr. Lisa Jones Engel, PETA's Senior Science Advisor on Primate Experimentation, to talk about why federally funded primate laboratories must close. I agree. Dr. Jones Engel, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Wow. You know, it's National Doctors Day, and, you know, there has been amazing announcements. We were just, advancements. We were talking about how in 1842 the first ether was administered for anesthesia. We're grateful for all the medical advancements, but I think there has been much waste as well as barbarism in in how we've come up with some of these advancements. And, you know, talk to us about what you've seen.
You know, experiments on primates have been disastrous, you know, and we need to stop. There's actually been more than a million monkeys that have been ripped from Africa and Asia and South America. They've experienced unspeakable horrors. They're boxed up. They're shipped around the world. They're tortured. They're killed in the labs. Billions of taxpayers' dollars are wasted. And it's, you know, the horrors for the animals, the extraordinary waste of taxpayer dollars, the utter failure to produce these successful vaccines and meaningful treatments. This is the reality of the monkey experimentation industry.
And we have chosen monkeys because we are under this fallacy that they are identical to humans, you know, or they, you know, how are there? I mean, is that that myth that the monkey is the closest thing to humans? Is that very applicable in a lot of the science experiments we're conducting?
Absolutely not. And actually, the scientific community knows that. So about a decade ago, you know, we finally admitted that chimpanzees are closest living relative. You know, we share 96%+ of our DNA with them. The experiments and the treatments that we were trying to use chimpanzees for to improve human health, they didn't work in the chimps. And so the decision was made, all right, we're not going to use chimps. Then we pivoted. And I say we because I've spent years in the biomedical community. The community pivoted to monkeys. You know, these Southeast Asian macaques that we haven't shared a common ancestor with for 24 million years. It didn't work in chimps. It doesn't work
right.
In monkeys. And it surely doesn't work in all these other animal species.
How much money would you know, roughly, are we spending? How much of our taxpaying dollars are going to these experiments?
The monkey business is a multi-billion dollar industry. It's the amount of money is almost it's jaw-dropping, the amount of money to get sucked up in this, because monkey experiments are extremely expensive. The monkeys themselves are astonishingly expensive. There are 7 remaining national primate research centers around the country. There used to be 8. Harvard University had one. They shut it down a few years ago because they looked at the facts about the monkeys, the facts about the money, and they said, hey, you know, we are not getting where we said we were going to get. We're not getting the HIV vaccines or the treatments for Alzheimer's. We're stopping this. But there's 7 holdouts, and those 7 national primate research centers, just to keep their doors open, to keep the lights on, to keep the monkey biscuits flowing, they receive $75 million a year from the National Institutes of Health.
Man, what are they studying? Is it the HIV research? We know it's not the COVID vaccines because they were able to do that without, you know, using primates. What are they studying in these other centers?
So the centers were established about 60 years ago. They had basically more or less failed. Except right before the HIV pandemic came about, they said, hey, wait, give us more money, give us more monkeys, and we will give you HIV vaccines. We'll do it. 45 years later, 5 vaccines that were developed in monkeys that then went into human clinical trials, all 5 have failed in human clinical trials. So the NPRCs, they focus on HIV. They focus on Alzheimer's. They fail on the Alzheimer's stuff. They focus on neurodegenerative stuff. They fail on that. Actually, there is not a single effective treatment, marketable treatment, that have come out of these primate centers. And yet, people don't know. They're misled.
Mm-hmm.
And the funds keep rolling through.
We're speaking to Dr. Lisa Jones-Engel, PETA's Senior Science Advisor on Primate Experimentation. One thing that I think worries a lot of people is the bat research that was done overseas. And bat research is huge. And how within that is the risk of creating viruses such as possibly SARS-CoV-2. Are we at risk of zoonotic illnesses being tinkered with that can jump to humans as a result of these primate labs we have in our country?
Absolutely. So, again, I mentioned there are 7 National Primate Research Centers. 2 of them are ones located in Texas, another one's located in Louisiana. The breeding facility for 3rd is located in Arizona. Texas and Louisiana have both admitted in research publications, peer-reviewed research publications, that their outdoor colonies of monkeys, they've got several thousand, their outdoor colonies of monkeys are basically an open-air buffet for insect vectors, you know, mosquitoes, ticks, reduvid beetles, to come in, feed on the monkeys there, and then they've acknowledged that their monkey colonies are serving as a reservoir for the maintenance, the diversity, and the transmission of parasites like Chagas disease to be actually go from the monkey colonies into humans and dogs.
I believe it.
I didn't believe it until I actually read it myself. I mean, I should know better. I mean, we're seeing this. We're seeing monkeys that are being infected with valley fever, monkeys who get diarrheal diseases. And so these animals are, when they're kept outside, or even if they're in the cages inside, they're so immune compromised. They're so stressed. They are just, you know, they're shedding pathogens from their urine, their feces, their blood, their saliva. It's an absolute public health nightmare.
What are their living facilities like? You know, I know some movies make it look like, oh yeah, they have a little garden. It's nothing like what they have in the wild. Yeah. But yeah, what are they? Are they kept in cages? What's happening to them in these labs?
Yeah, no. This is no one. The NPRC, the primate industry, no one wants you to see what really happens. I'll paint you a picture again. Having grown up in the primate biomedical community, these monkeys are kept in a cage about the size of your lower kitchen cabinet. It's a metal cage. It's got a metal perch. The bars are, about 1.5-2 inches apart. The vast majority are singly housed. The lucky monkey gets to reach through and maybe touch the other monkey next to it. Their diet is a monkey biscuit or 10 monkey biscuits a day. At the University of Washington's Primate Center, the lab is actually underground. These monkeys never see natural sunlight. They never feel the natural breeze on their fur. They don't get to groom. They don't get to socialize. They don't get to hold onto their infants. Every single thing that makes them a monkey is taken away from them. And when you do that, you destroy their bodies. You destroy their brains, and you can see that written on their bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
They're pulling their hair out. They're circling around in cages. You know, their diarrhea is constant. These animals are profoundly broken,
yeah.
And it's ridiculous to think that this is a model.
Absolutely.
An effective model for humans.
Exactly. Dr. Jones Engel, we really appreciate you coming on. How can my listeners help and find out more information?
So they can go to PETA.org/NPRC. You'll see there all the information that we've been gathering on these 7 National Primate Research Centers. You'll see the videos. You'll see the pathology reports, the documents, the email trails. You can go to the Activist Center with a couple of clicks. Let the National Institutes of Health, which fund these primate centers, know that our tax dollars need to be going to non-animal, human-relevant, 21st-century research. Come on, folks. We
agree.
We know that monkey science doesn't work. Bad
agree.
Science. Put our dollars where it's going to work, where it's going to bring us treatment.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Lisa Jones Engel. Thank you and PETA for all you do, and happy National Doctors Day.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Take care. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Army is reporting a soldier was killed early Wednesday at Fort Stewart in Georgia, southwest of Savannah, during an incident involving two helicopters. The unidentified soldier, pending notification, was assigned to the 3rd Combat Aviation Brigade of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. As Russian leaders claim they will be invading a little less in Ukraine, the White House says not so fast. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby reminded Americans Russia's goal is regime change in Ukraine. White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield says we should believe what we see, and another Russian offensive is a strong possibility.
I think we should be clear-eyed about the reality of what's happening on the ground, and no one should be fooled by Russia's announcements. We believe any movement of forces from around Kyiv is a redeployment and not a withdrawal, and the world should be prepared for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Parental Rights and Education Bill into law Monday, which prohibits classroom discussion or instructions about sexual orientation and gender identity to kindergartners through third graders. Disney Entertainment has taken a strong stand against the law, no longer addressing customers at their parks as ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls. Talk show host Alex Jones is heading to court.
InfoWars host Alex Jones offered to pay each plaintiff in a defamation lawsuit $120,000 to settle the case, but each family rejected it. Jones was already found liable for damages after saying the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax, after the family said they were subject to harassment and death threats from followers of Jones because he promoted conspiracy theories about the shooting. The current trial is to decide how much Jones will pay. A judge is scheduled to decide whether Jones will be held in contempt on Wednesday for skipping depositions. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I think we've established there's some bad science. You know, I think we're still spending money on studying cow farts, and I mean, I don't know what goes on in a lot of these labs. But one study that I have been fascinated with is your finger length and how it relates to your health. And I remember learning back in medical school how studies have shown that depending on the ratio of your fourth finger to your index finger, so your ring finger to your pointer finger, could be indicative of certain health risks and certain health benefits. And I thought that stuff was cool. So I was asking especially in men. So I'm running around, every guy in the family, every guy I know goes, let me see your fingers. You know, that show me a finger. I'm like, not that one. I want to see your ring finger and your pointer finger. Let me measure them and all that. Well, apparently there's a study that says they might be able to predict your COVID severity risk based on your finger length. So where is all this coming from? And I know people are like, okay, this is some BS right here. Not entirely, all right? So where this is coming from is everything in the body matters, even the appendix. I told you guys, the appendix has a role. Everyone's like, oh, the appendix is a useless organ. No, it's not. It's a hollow tube that houses zillions of bacteria to kind of help keep our microbiome up. Nothing is useless in our body. Even my ovaries ended up still having some purpose. Even if they were taking up space, that space needed to be taken up. Everything has a purpose. And so when we're in the womb, between 8 and 12 weeks, much of the hormones that start to kind of create our shall we say gender designation and fetal hormone growth starts to alter how we develop. I mean, my son, I know he was a boy by 12 weeks. You could already see the penis. You know, I mean, so early on in the pregnancy, first trimester, you have hormonal predilections and hormonal manipulation of the body. And so for those with higher testosterone, they're going to have longer fourth fingers. So we usually see this in people born male. Okay? Men. In cis men. In females, they're more estrogenic. They're developed in the womb more estrogenic, so we'll have longer pointer fingers. This is what we can kind of point to, like, you know, I know men with their wedding ring fingers are like, do I really want that? The most prominent finger. So remember, women have bigger pointer fingers because we can do this to you. And then men have the ring finger, right? So there then implies that people that are more estrogenic will have a longer index finger compared to their fourth finger. Those who are more androgenic may have a longer fourth finger to their second finger. Now, this isn't the always case for everybody, but these are patterns. So we have found that if you have a shorter ring finger to your index finger, it may be linked to you having had lower testosterone levels in the womb, disadvantageous for your heart health, for fertility. But if you have shorter ring fingers, that's advantageous for prostate cancer and autism. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, or it's good all around, however you want to look at it. So what about COVID? Well, in this study, they talked about a feminization, their words, of the hands. And if a male's hands don't seem to have that stereotypical larger fourth finger, larger middle finger, but the index finger is larger and the pinky is larger, and the ratio has changed, especially more on the left than the right, they seem to have been at higher risk for COVID hospitalization. Now, some of you are like, what? Crazy makes no sense. No, I guess the reason why is we've known that diabetes could play a role, hypertension could play a role, men may get more affected than women. You know, what's going on here? So it wouldn't be any surprise that there is a link with testosterone. In fact, while this study was going on, there's studies going on right now looking at whether testosterone helps or hurts. Some studies are looking at, will testosterone help fight COVID? Others are looking at, should they block your testosterone to help you fight COVID? So it's a fascinating set. They just got to get a grip on it. So here, in this study, UK researchers at Swansea University, as well as those from the Medical University of Lodz in Poland, looked at 54 men in the ratios of their second, third, fourth, and fifth digits to determine if they could predict COVID severity, shorter ring finger as it related to index fingers, and shorter middle fingers as it related to the pinky. I can't show you guys my middle finger, were linked to higher rates of COVID hospitalization. They also found that the asymmetry, you know, we think that our hands are identical. Identical. They're not. There could be asymmetry between one hand and another, and they noticed that asymmetry also signified more risk for COVID. And so doctors think the reason why this could be very, very cool to know is because then it could help us steer vaccination protocols, try to identify who could be at higher risk. I love that. Just show me your hand. You know, I think that's cool. Talk to the hand. Now, all right, some of you guys right now, you're measuring your fourth finger. You measure it. Don't measure it from the outside. Measure it from the inside, from the base to the top. Don't include the nail. Some of you guys are like, all right, good. My fourth finger's longer. High five. Hold on you. If you have a longer fourth finger, that puts you at risk for some things. First, prostate cancer. If you are more androgenic, there's some link to your testosterone womb exposure and your finger growth as it relates to prostate cancer. And this has been a study that I remember reading one in 2011, but there's been studies before that, and they say a length of your if you have a longer fourth finger, you could be at higher risk for prostate cancer. Now, women are like, okay, well, you know, the guys are screwed. You know, we're good. Not entirely. If a woman has, okay, get this. If a woman has a longer ring finger compared to the index finger, I don't, they are at higher risk for osteoarthritis of the knee. You might be at higher risk for a knee replacement. They also found possible autism links and ADHD links. There was a study in developmental medicine and child neurology. It found lower index finger to ring finger ratios linked to higher risk of autism and ADHD, as well as pervasive developmental disorder. So what does that mean? You know, one of the reasons why I don't like these studies is because, well, what the hell are you supposed to do? I mean, can you really alter your hand size? Don't get cosmetic surgery. Don't try to take testosterone medication. But it does kind of link that a lot of our issues that we have medically, all right, might actually not so much come from genes or come from the environment, but come from the womb. I have long said I thought autism had a role, not only genetic, but in the womb, because many of my patients who had fibroids, or many of my patients with autistic kids had fibroids. And so you wonder if there's something mechanically going on in the womb. Now, true, older individuals having children, increased risk of autism, but maybe it has to do with this hormonal thing and longer index fingers. So I wrote a little piece on it. It shows you how to measure your hands if you need to measure your hands. I know you guys have measured other things. Just measure your hands if you want. But, you know, if you do end up having, you know, shall we say, let's say a shorter ring finger and you're worried about your heart, don't wait to measure your hand. If you're worried about your heart, get your heart checked. This is just an extra little tool to go, hey, guys, you might want to get this checked out. Talk to the hand. 1-877-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a little bit of breaking news. One of my favorite actors ever, who I've had a crush on for years and I still do, Bruce Willis, has been diagnosed with a degenerative brain condition. The brain condition, we are being told, is called aphasia. However, aphasia is sometimes a symptom of another brain condition. I'm going to get more information. This is breaking news. He's going to step away from acting. In the meantime, he's 67 years old. And he has been having some issues with his cognitive abilities. We're going to keep you guys posted. I'm going to do a little bit of research on the break with this and give you guys the information as quickly as I can. Let's go to some of your emails. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, Addie. Writes, This is regards to COVID funding. Before COVID, no one was getting free treatment for diabetes. In fact, they were paying more for medication and supplies. Patients with insurance still suffered because insurance companies won't cover or approve certain treatments. You are right, she says it's a broken system. Big pharma and insurance companies are greedy, and a lot of doctors prefer non-covered services like cosmetics so they can have cash in pocket payments. We are a spoiled, lazy society, she writes, of couch potatoes and our phones and iPads being lured to eat fast food from the ads we are inundated with. And why is healthy alternative food so expensive compared to the junk food? She brings up some good points. Wow. So, all right, Aggie, good job. Yeah, and for those of you that want to call in, would love to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday we had talked about how COVID funding is being called on to be renewed by the Biden administration because they won't be able to pay for the fourth COVID shot or all the testing or all the, you know, treating of uninsured patients. And I had said, if we can barely afford that, if we can't even afford, you know, COVID, how the hell are we going to do socialized medicine, which I don't want, by the way, but how are we going to do that where we have diabetes, we have cancer, we have heart disease, we have so many things. So that's a cluster and a half. We don't know how to manage our money. And we are spoiled. I say that, Aggie says it, we are. We're spoiled. We're spoiled because we drive to work. We don't walk to work. We're spoiled because we can change our temperature in our house, cold, heat. Oh, I'm just a little hot. I'm a little cold. Well, you know, your metabolism and your body sometimes has to work if, you know, it is a degree or two off. I mean, I don't really mess with the temperature. If it's cool, if it's a little cold, I'll then exercise a little bit and warm up. Or I'll grab a jacket. You know, if it's warm, I'll try to cool down. But we're spoiled with a lot of things that we do. And we're also spoiled that we can just drive up to a, you know, fast food place and get our food. We don't even have to wait to sit down. We can eat. We can start eating our fries. We can supersize. That's a problem. And so one of our questions, why is healthy alternative food so expensive compared to junk food? That's a question that plagues all of us. You would think if something had less calories or more nutrients and more natural, grown from God's great earth, it would be cheaper. But no, I want to order a salad. I went to a restaurant. I was looking at the salads. The salads were $17.99. One salad, if it had some tuna on it, was $21.99. Yet I could get a burger at that same restaurant for $12, which I still think is ridiculous. I don't think you should be spending $12 on a burger as it is. But this is what's happening. These restaurants are expensive. If you're going to spend that much money, I'm going to be dead honest with you guys. So many times I like a salad, but the salads are so much more expensive. I'm like, I'm not going to spend that kind of money because I know what a salad is. I make salads. I grab the lettuce. I grab little cranberries. If I want to put some, you know, little, I don't know, cheese crumbles on there. If I want to throw in some walnuts, put some dressing on it, cut some tomatoes, put some radishes or onions. You can make a salad for under $3. Easy. Yet these restaurants charge an arm and a leg. It's a huge profit point for them, just like alcohol. And I see these salads and go, oh, we make it so nice. We make it, you know, because people want to eat healthy. They and people who have to eat healthy are a trapped demographic that they pay those prices. You know, that's why salads kind of failed at a lot of these fast food places, because nobody was going to go there to do a salad when they could get a 99-cent burger or a $1.99 special. The other thing, too, I have a problem with is when I go to these organic stores. Organic is more expensive. Well, then people won't buy it. Why is that? If you aren't using pesticides, shouldn't it be cheaper? But it's not. There's marketing, there's all sorts of, there's regulation, there's so many issues that affect our food prices that it will cost more. I'm noticing that pork is cheaper than beef, is cheaper than chicken. And so, aren't we trying to tell people to eat lean meat, you know, maybe some lean chicken, some fish? Yet when you see these other meats cheaper, people aren't going to go for that. So we do need to take a look at why healthy alternative food, as Aggie writes, isn't more easily accessible and cheaper. Now, what I tell people to do is go to the store. Get your lettuce. I mean, for me, I could have a bag of spinach. I'll just take a bag of spinach. I don't have to have the dressing on it. I know it tastes like crap, but I get the spinach in me. It fills me up, and I get my vegetable in for that meal. But there are things you could do to limit the cost, especially if you make your own food. Now, in terms of big pharma and insurance companies, one of the biggest mistakes of Obamacare is they said they were going to reimburse, basically, or give, not incentives, they were going to pay down the premiums with the Obamacare funds. Well, then the premiums went up. And I'm like, well, duh. That's what I'm worried about with free college. As much as I want my medical students to have their student loans wiped out because, you know, they're putting their lives on the line and they're out there with patients, I worry about saying, okay, all college is free, because then these colleges are going to raise their prices even more, and you and I are spending that on that. You know, it's a very, very bad system. Now, Big Pharma, I don't always criticize, because I like some of the medicines they're making. My patients are living because of these pharmaceutical companies. And I am a big fan of some of these pharmaceutical companies and the medications they've used. If I don't have these medications, then I can't do my job. But do some of these medications really need to cost thousands of dollars a month? Well, one of the reasons for that is, again, the government regulations. The government says, well, you're going to lose your patent after this amount of time. So they're trying to make as much money as possible. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a much better way. So when it comes to, you spend all that R&D, you spend all that money to make a medication, which, by the way, that's another question. Why is it taking millions of dollars to make a medication? Why does R&D have to be that much? It didn't cost that much to figure out saccharin. It didn't cost that much to figure out penicillin. Yet now for these medications, why? It's all the regulation. But we had to, you know, cross all our T's, dot all our I's, you know, do... So we built a system that costs more and more money. When patients ask, why does it cost so much to go to a doctor? Well, because now doctors have to pay for malpractice. Doctors have to pay for electronic billing. Doctors have to pay for all these extra staff, Q&A, all this extra stuff. A box of gloves for a doctor or a box of Band-Aids is a hell of a lot more than what you could get at Walmart. 1-877-DR-FALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.